Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, May 18th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Target thefts. TikTok banned in this state. Republicans lose in some big races. And the Royals involved in a high-speed chase? Probably not. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the CEO of Target says that theft accounts for $500 million in lost profit this last year. $500 million. He said the company will be forced to make significant investments and strategies to prevent this from happening in our stores and protect our guests and our team. Did you see the video of the Target in San Francisco where every single item is behind glass doors, behind lock and key? That is not a sign of a healthy society. Also, the other day in San Francisco, a woman was leaving a Walgreens and she was stealing stuff, and the security guard tried to stop her. Police just released the security camera footage of this, and the officer ended up shooting her once, killing her. He's not being charged yet, but you hear people say, oh, it's not worth stopping someone for $50 in merchandise. And you're like, okay, but is $500 million in lost merchandise worth anything? Can we as a society do nothing ever when people are just stealing everything? There's been a push lately by the government to ban TikTok and government phones. TikTok, of course, is Chinese spyware. But Montana is the first state to ban it entirely for everyone, for all the residents of the state. The ban will go into effect January 1st of next year. Of course, there's going to be a ton of legal challenges, but this is the test. The Republican governor said today, Montana makes the most decisive action of any state to protect Montanans' private data and sensitive personal information from being harvested by the Chinese Communist Party. TikTok says this infringes on people's First Amendment rights. People need to be free to express themselves, earn a living, and find community. There were some elections the other day. A Democrat upset the Republican for the mayor in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville has had a Republican mayor every year since 1933, except for 1 4-year term. The Democrat got 52% of the vote. Also, Colorado Springs, an independent who's really a Democrat, won the mayor's race there. That seat has been a Republican seat for 45 years. Violating my no royal family news guideline, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle say they were in a near catastrophic car chase through the mean streets of New York City on Tuesday night, a 2-hour car chase. But how is that possible? 2-hour car chase in Manhattan? The mayor of New York said, I find that hard to believe. But even the cab driver said, I don't think I would call it a chase. I never felt like I was in danger. It wasn't like a car chase in a movie. They were quiet and seemed scared, but it's New York. It's safe. It's great. But they want their privacy. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, here's my problem. Somehow as a child, I began to believe that fairness was important. So I challenged what I thought was unfair. bad things follow. The nuns who taught me at St. Bridget's School were overwhelmed by having 60 restless urchins staring at them every day, and crowd control, not fair play, prevailed. That set up confrontation between me and the Sister Marys. I lost. In high school, the rich kids dominated, and the working class students like me were expected to accept that. I did not, and fought the concept to a draw. I also earned some respect in the process. Forget about my broadcasting career. Fairness has long been extinct in that industry, just like in the political world. Now, today, many Americans are upset because no powerful person will be held responsible for the Russian collusion fraud. That's not fair, they say. And they are correct. It is not fair. But neither is the entire bureaucratic system in Washington, D.C., and perhaps in your state capital. What we have there are entrenched politicians not looking out for the folks, not trying to deliver fairness to the people, but trying to cover their own butts. CYA. And when you have that, you do not have fairness. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Susan, concierge member, says, after reviewing much of the Durham report, I confess I'm not at all surprised about the failure of our FBI and Department of Justice to investigate anything without bias. My understanding of our founding fathers' documents is that this is what they feared the most, a republic, if you can keep it. Benjamin Franklin, if you can keep it. Absolutely. Mary O'Hearn, Hudson, New Hampshire. While reading some of the commentaries of various news sources on the release of the Durham report, it seems evident the government agencies colluded to smear Trump. What I don't understand is why. Come on, Mary. He's an outsider. The D.C. swamp people didn't want him. And then when he opens his mouth and spouts conservative stuff, the MAGA people, they hate him more than they hated any politician. That's why. Rank hate. Valerie, the country's divided and angry. I'm angry. My tax dollars funded the Durham report. And now what? Nothing happens after millions of dollars have been spent. But we know now for sure. We know for sure. Mark from West Virginia, Bill, if Congress can charge Blinken with contempt for not complying with a subpoena to turn over requested Afghanistan memo, why can't they charge Ray with contempt for not complying of handing over the whistleblower memo on Joe Biden? They can. They can charge Ray. Absolutely. Robert Durling, Candler, North Carolina, yes. You spend too much time telling us about how corrupt the media is. But I understand. I'm glad you understand, Robert. Our country will likely continue to decline as we push further away from honest principles. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Last week, the House Oversight Committee unveiled numerous allegations of financial misconduct against the Biden family. The Republicans revealed payments from foreign entities to dozens of shell corporations operated by Hunter Biden. Here's a brief bio of the president's only surviving son. Hunter was born in Wilmington, Delaware in 1970 to Joe Biden and his first wife. He was only 2 years old when a truck rammed into the family car and took the lives of his mother and baby sister. The accident left Hunter with a fractured skull and his older brother, Beau, with a broken leg. Joe Biden, who was not in the car, took his Senate oath from their hospital room. Hunter later attended Georgetown University and Yale Law School, graduating in 1996. There, he met his first wife, Kathleen. They have three children, Naomi, Finnegan, and Maisie. The couple split in 2017. A footnote. Before his divorce, Hunter Biden began a romantic relationship with his brother Beau's widow, Hallie Biden. In 2013, Hunter enlisted in the U.S. Naval Reserve. On his first day at the base, he tested positive for cocaine and other narcotics. The next decade was marred by drug abuse and scandal, culminating with his infamous missing laptop. Now, Hunter Biden is in trouble for his business ties to foreign governments. During a press conference last Wednesday, Republicans in the House reveal financial records showing $10 million being funneled to the Biden family while Joe served as vice president. Federal investigators in Delaware are scrutinizing Hunter's finances, tax records, and whether he intentionally lied on an application for a gun. In total, Hunter Biden created at least 20 different shell corporations beginning in 2013. The question remains, why? And will that question ever be answered? Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.